As you know, we continue to track current threat streams from Al-Qaeda, as we did during the weeks leading up to the 10th anniversary of September 11th. Other groups from the Fatah region, such as TTP, have similarly shown the intent to target the United States. And we saw this when TTP claimed responsibility for the Times Square attempted bombing. And we remain concerned that all these groups encourage radicalized Westerners, particularly U.S. citizens, to travel overseas for training with the potential to return to the United States to conduct an attack. Of course, the threat from homegrown violent extremists is among our most serious terrorism threats today. Individuals may be radicalized over the internet, and even if they don't receive direct guidance or training from a terrorist group, these individuals may have come from diverse backgrounds and life experiences. As well, they may have differing motives. Increasingly, they may act alone, and for these reasons, homegrown violent extremists are harder to detect and disrupt. And the FBI, along with our partners, is focused more than ever on this threat. As I say, the overall threat environment has evolved significantly since September 11th, and this requires the FBI and all of our partners to change and adapt constantly to address these threats.